Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise you will receive no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret may repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and in street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites who neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father, who sees what is hidden, will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
All the Masses this week are framed by two great celebrations: the Solemnity of the Holy Trinity at the beginning of this week, and Corpus Christi, which will conclude this week. And if we look at what God reveals to us from that double perspective, we can draw a lot of practical lessons for how we're called to live both feasts and live our Christian life. Feast of the Holy Trinity, we pondered how God is a communion of persons in love, and that we've been created in His image and likeness to dwell in that loving communion with Him, and let that loving communion expand to the loving communion He wants us to have with others who likewise will have that loving communion with Him. That's the point of the Church. Church is meant to be that type of family. Jesus in the Gospel today, which is the Gospel that's well known because we hear it every Ash Wednesday, in this Gospel today, Jesus talks about three different practices that are meant to bring us into true communion with God and true communion with others. There are also three practices that help us to prepare much better for the Mass. And the point of each of these is that we're supposed to be doing them in communion with the Lord. Everything that we do toward the Lord, like prayer, is meant to be for Him, not for show. Everything we do for others, symbolized by the almsgiving, is supposed to be out of love for God and in His love for others, not for show, not for vanity, not for anything else. Likewise, in terms of ourself, when we fast, when we seek to gain self-mastery, so that we're not dominated by other stuff, but dominate it, we're supposed to be doing that ultimately for our communion with God and others, and not so that others may esteem us. Let's look at these practices. Jesus first talks about almsgiving. And the Greek word that's used there is elemosune. Sune means mindedness. Elemos, we get the same word kyrie eleison from it. That to give alms begins with mercy mindedness, compassion mindedness, that we're constantly caring for others. Why? Because they're children of the Heavenly Father. And if we love the Father, how can we not love His beloved sons and daughters for whom He sent Jesus to die on the cross to save? Almsgiving, our relationship with others, begins with our relationship with the Lord. We look to the Father. We see His mercy. That begins to become our own mindset. And that changes totally the way we look toward others. When somebody asks us for some money, we're not saying, who's looking around and see, I'm going to give a fiver or a 20. We look at the total generosity of the Father and we say, this person really needs it, and God the Father has sent this person to me, and surely I'm going to help to the extent that I'm capable. Doing it in communion with the Father. Second practice is praying. Jesus calls us to go to our inner storeroom. We talked about this several times in Lent. We're not out for show. We go to that place where our valuables would be kept almost locked inside our house. We get into that place. We even lock the door from the inside so that nobody else is seeing, so that we can have that communion with the Lord. Now we can enter into that storeroom where Jesus has made us a steward here in public. We can pray in that way, even surrounded by millions. But that's the point. To be able to come into that storeroom so that we're not impressing others. We're not doing it for others. And then once we have that attitude, guess what happens? We can increase the size of that storeroom. We can take other people into prayer, first intentionally and then actually praying with them, because we're no longer doing it to impress anybody, but we're doing it for the Father in communion with others. That's the real goal, but it starts in this first step of Jesus, that we have that desire in our prayer really to receive what He wishes to reward us with in that inner storeroom and to give ourselves back, that it's fundamentally about that love and communion. Third practice Jesus describes is fasting. And fasting is not just a Lenten practice. It's meant to occur throughout the year. We're constantly needing to tame our lower appetites. And the stronger our lower appetites are, the more we have to fast. I'd encourage you to examine how you do fast. Because if we're not fasting, we're not really going to be able to have that type of self-control, that type of self-discipline that we need in order to be disciples. Jesus says that when we fast, we're supposed to fast in such a way that we begin to hunger for what the Father hungers for. We're supposed to fast for Him. Fast in order to be able to come into a greater communion with Him, because so often we can serve the gods of our bellies. St. Paul would say that in his letter to the Philippians, that they were enemies of the cross of Christ because they had made their bellies their gods. They were just trying to serve their own appetites. That's why it's so absolutely important that we learn how to do that. As Pope Francis was saying this Lent quite a bit, the more we fast, the more we can have that mercy-mindedness to those who are hungry, the more we can actually sacrifice. We're in the last week of the Catholic Charities Appeal. There are a lot of people throughout our diocese that go to bed hungry. If you were going to bed hungry, what would you hope that others would sacrifice? Would you think it would be enough that somebody, for example, put in a 5 or a 20 if you were starving and lots of people were starving? Or would you hope that they'd sacrifice to a greater level? We should keep that in mind as we make our gifts to this very important campaign. Because there are people who are hungering, and the more we fast, the more we recognize what it would be like to be able to go back to a refrigerator and find that there's very little there, very little nutritious there. So prayer, fasting, and almsgiving helps us to enter far more into communion with God the Father, but also together with Him, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. As we know, all three of these practices are essential for the proper entrance into the Mass. First thing is Mass is a prayer, and we come here to pray to the Father with great sincerity of heart, with great focus, as we enter into Christ's inner storeroom as we receive Him in Holy Communion. It's a liturgy for which the Church requires us to fast. You know, the absolute requirement to fasting is 1 hour before we receive Holy Communion. So if you are fasting from 7:30, when I'm celebrating Mass, and probably 7:22 when Father Nick is celebrating Mass, 7:25, you'd be okay. But the minimum shouldn't be the maximum. You know, most priests will fast from midnight on because we don't have the luxury of people to leave during Mass and just go to the bathroom. And we don't die. We're able to make it, even when we've got multiple Masses on a Sunday morning. I'd encourage you, unless for medicine you need to have some sugar or some food over the course of the day, to try to increase that fasting. Because to increase that fasting at a natural level helps you to increase your hunger for the bread of life that Christ feeds us with here. And also, this is the central place in which we acquire that mercy-mindedness, that almsgiving. The more we come and we see just the extent to which Jesus loves us to the extreme in giving His own body and blood to feed those who are hungry, then we're able to sacrifice so much more. We're not saying here, take my arm and eat it, I know that you're hungry. But we're able to use that arm to take out our pocketbook or take out our wallet and sacrifice a little bit more. Or in some cases, sacrifice a lot more. Feast of the Holy Trinity, Feast of Corpus Christi. Both of them teach us how to pray, fast, and give of ourselves totally. As we pray this Mass today, we make our own the prayer of Elisha in that first reading toward Elijah. He begged Elijah for this one favor. Give me a double portion of your spirit. The actual Hebrew there is two-thirds of your spirit, because you can't steal the other person's spirit. So you take a third of it and leave them two-thirds back. But he was asking for more than the normal. But he was asking to be like Elijah. He was asking to have his whole inflamed love for the Lord. Today as we come forward, we ask for a double portion of St. Bernadette's love for the Lord, St. Thomas Aquinas' love for the Lord, St. John Vianney's love for the Lord, most especially the Blessed Virgin Mary's love for the Lord. If we do, then we will learn how to pray fast and give of ourselves, just like Christ prays for us, hungers for communion with us, and gives of Himself totally. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.